It's not T-Do, because that confused me when I saw it in the liquor store. It's T-E-T-O.
Oh, maybe that's why I couldn't find it.
What the heck?
I don't know. Maybe I have the wrong vodka. I don't know.
You're the same person that thought Vorsteiner bear, not beer, and you went around asking for a Vorsteiner bear. How was the bear fest?
Oh, there were a lot of bears, I'll tell you that. Brown bears, blonde bears, you know, kind of sour tasting bears, but a lot of bears. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, you guys, when I'm capturing the flag, you need to guard me! You need to guard me when I'm capturing the flag! Move out of my way!
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. Seth has joined the channel.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Paula has joined the channel.
No! God, please, no! No!
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
How overpowered these pistols are!
Enemy pentakill.
They're capturing C! They're capturing C! Oh my god, they're capturing C! Now we're gonna lose.
This sucks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. My name is Lance, but you can call me Sev. And I'm joined by two of my awesome friends here, Ian and Josh. And Josh and Ian, say hi. Hello. I'm going to ask you for more.
Hey, how's it going on?
How's it going, guys?
It's
great.
Yeah. It's going.
What are y'all drinking, by the way? Because I can't remember.
Water.
I'm drinking Timo's water. Vodka.
That's a lie, by the way, Ian.
No, it's water. Trust me. Just has stuff in it.
It's so basically non-alcoholic vodka. Right? Yes. Yeah. Okay.
No, it's
it's water. No, well, you were drinking a beer, right? That's what you were talking about
the intro. Yeah. I was drinking Sierra Nevada Porter. Very good beer. Yeah.
Awesome. Unfortunately, this is not a beer show. So, which actually, that kind of gives me a good idea. Maybe at some point we could incorporate beer into this show.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like that. Anyway.
You mean by drinking it? I think we already did that, bro.
I'm drinking vodka. And which, by the way, I'm drinking Svedka vodka. Which is cheap and tastes great, by the way. Ian. What's your gamer tag that you usually use?
Prowler with Prowler.
And when did you come up with that?
In a middle. What?
You've been using that forever, though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Long time. Since Halo 1 back in 2001. Yeah.
Can you believe it's already been... Wow, it's already been that long.
Yeah, we're old.
Yeah, and you've been using that. I don't think you used any other name, actually, which is kind of weird because most people always change names.
I can't think of anything. Remember I used Taquito.
That's right.
You know, MMO, so.
Oh, in the Old Republic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you, actually, now that I remember, you used Taco Slayer in WoW.
Yeah, in WoW.
Yeah. I'll never forget that one. And your pet's name was Taquito.
Yeah, my little Velociraptor was named Taquito.
That's right. Nothing like seeing a Tauren Hunter and a Velociraptor running
around.
I
like my Tauren Hunter. It's its character.
Yeah, because that makes sense. As long as it wasn't a Tauren Rogue.
Oh, best dude, thing ever. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, Josh, what about you, bud? What about tag have you been using? You've been using a few, haven't you?
Not really, dude. Mainly Native Apex.
Maybe I just have a bad memory.
Literally the only one I've ever used. I guess I had Mr. Mayo when Xbox came out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
The purple Spartan, bro.
Yeah!
Can't beat that.
Gosh. Did you ever play Halo 2 with us back in Elite Reserve?
I was Mr. Mayo. I was Purple Spartan.
I couldn't remember if that was Halo 3 or Reach.
He was the special Spartan.
He's the special one.
Hey!
With the shotgun always pointed at himself. Anyway, we've been...
We could probably insert some red versus blue jokes in here, but...
Oh, I'm sure we definitely could. That's a great idea. But, so we've been gaming together, like, I guess the three of us for, I mean, for how long? Like, I'm trying to remember when it actually started. Was it with WoW or Halo?
Cause for me and you, it would be Halo 2.
Yeah. That's what I thought. So that was basically, like, what, 8 years ago almost?
Seems like it, yeah. Or seven, I don't know.
And then we got
for me
on...
And,
oh, go ahead, Josh.
For me and Ian, we started playing, what, together during Halo 1?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All the LAN parties.
So that's like over 10 years. It's, what, 12 mm-hmm. years now or something?
I don't know. I can't count. That's why I'm on the show.
And then we played Guild Wars for a while together, yeah. All three of us.
Yeah.
We had a very small guild. I think of like, what, 8 people maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was great. Guild Wars 1 was awesome. That was some great times. And then, let's see, what else did we play after that? Ian, you and I played Left 4 Dead for a long time.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. I constantly shot you and acted like I didn't do anything.
Oh, it was a zombie.
Yeah.
Zombies learn how to fire bullets or guns. And then I think Josh, I'm trying to think, did we play anything after that, after Guild Wars together? WoW. Actually, we played WoW, didn't we?
We played, yeah. I got way higher level than Ian ever did in WoW.
Yeah, I don't think Ian ever made it to level cap.
I never hit max level.
Yeah. No, you didn't, because you were a noob.
Yeah, he's a total noob. Yep. But, see, yeah, you had a shaman, right?
Yeah, Tarn Shaman.
That's right.
Elemental, baby. Woo.
So we played that for, like, what, 2-3 years almost?
A while. I don't know.
Something like that. Okay, and
then... What were you guys' first MMO?
Guild Wars. Yeah, Guild Wars.
Mine was Star Wars Galaxies.
Right, but you could talk all day about Star Wars Galaxies.
Oh my god, yeah, I could.
Oh, that actually reminds me. There is something about... there's a Kickstarter that is trying to get something very similar to Star Wars Galaxies going.
Oh yeah, dude, there's been a group. I don't know if it's the same group we're talking about.
Yeah,
there's been
no
a group that's been trying to get the original Star Wars pre-CU. They've been trying to build the code just from scratch. They've been at that a long time.
So, Galaxies, they're trying to basically remake it, I believe, which is something that I think would be a great idea. Because even when I played Galaxies up until like level 30, because I wasn't really into wanting to level up to 90. I tried, I really did, but I just couldn't make it. But I really, really liked the game a lot, and I really saw the potential for something really, really great for me to enjoy. I knew it was a great game already, but I think that's really cool that they're trying to bring it back. I think that there's a lot of fans who would really, really appreciate that. But go ahead.
Just so you don't get flamed at, dude, because if we have any Star Wars Galaxies fanatics in the audience, you said level 90, and after the combat update, they added levels and stuff. And what they're doing is the pre-combat update, when they had no levels and you just like pick skills out of like the 114 or whatever, I can't remember how many different classes there were, and you just pick skills and build your own skill tree. So
right.
They're working on. So they're working on pre-combat update Star Wars Galaxies.
So there wasn't actually a level system to it.
Yeah, there wasn't. It was completely customizable, and that's what a lot of people were attracted about the game. So.
Yeah, that was really cool. I think that sounds pretty neat. Let's see, what else did we play together? We did play Old Republic. Yeah, you're right.
We played that for a while.
We played that, which...
That was enjoyable, yeah.
For a while.
For a while, until we ran out of content to do.
Well, Well, it went downhill for me with the free-to-play model. Because the free-to-play was what I was banking on. I was so excited when I heard about it, you know, but it just, it wasn't enough. I'm trying to remember, though, the free-to-play model, there were so many restrictions.
Yeah, dude, the free-to-play model was trash, man. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't equip legendary gear or the orange gear.
Right.
Like the best gear in the game. You could only do like battlegrounds and dungeons like so many times a week. There was like chat restrictions. There was like
you couldn't have a
hide helmet restriction. Yeah, a certain amount of toolbars, which was like crippling because you know you've got so many skills like WoW, and you can't put them all on the toolbar. Yeah.
I think you had to do dailies in order to get like cool coupons in order to do PvP and raids and stuff. It was pretty kind of crazy.
See, and I liked the game itself. I thought it was a great game. I loved my bounty hunter. I just, like you said before, Josh, there wasn't enough content, and the free to play model for me, that was it. Like, I mean, it's just. What about you, Ian?
Same way. It just didn't seem worth paying $15 a month for. They didn't kick anything out. It was the same old thing over and over.
Yeah.
And the con that they did release was like, oh, wow, that's great. Oh, that's it? Really?
Yeah, I wasn't exactly intrigued by the expansion pack. Now, we're not bashing the Old Republic. It's just that it wasn't quite what we were expecting, I guess.
It was the timely manner in which content was to be put out, because what the first expansion wasn't till like a year later,
and
people were done with endgame stuff within like the first two months.
I will and say so, this, but the single player, like just doing your story quest, was awesome.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Just get the game free and do that and have a great time.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, that is one thing that I think that the Old Republic had a leg up on everyone else is the story. The questing and the story was really fun. It was really fun to just get with your friends and do some quests and all fight for to see who's going to talk in the conversations. I really did enjoy that a lot, yeah. I still stand by that was probably the most fun I had in an MMO was just through questing. But, okay, what else did we play after that?
That was our last MMO.
Yeah, League of Legends came next.
Has been taken on. Well, we've been playing League of Legends for years off and on.
That's true.
I have. Recently, after Star Wars Galaxies, it really took off for us. We kind of devoted ourselves to League of Legends.
You mean
honestly.
The Old Republic?
Yes. What did I say?
You said Galaxies.
Yeah. Wow. Don't get those mixed up.
Talk about flaming against me, man.
Yeah. But we've been playing League of Legends for a lot, and I think that is kind of our current like core game that we'll always play together and probably won't ever change for a while, at least. Yeah. I mean...
Does anybody see League of Legends 2 in the future? Because I don't.
Do you think they would even make a League of Legends 2?
No.
I keep updating the game. Probably not, unless like it's several years down the line when the graphics need to be upgraded.
Yeah, that's about it. Like they just upgrade the engine and go, okay, there you go. You keep all your old skins and all the stuff you bought. Everybody's happy.
Especially because of how much money people have already put into it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've already
ticked off.
I've already put in, I mean, over $100. Probably more than that. Probably $200. Into this game, and that would be pretty upsetting if, you know, I had to go get League of Legends 2 and I don't have any of that. That would be interesting if they carried over certain things or they refunded, you know, RP or something. I don't know.
But I don't see League of Legends 2 coming out.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like 10 years down the line, 5 years down the line when the graphics are just so outdated, nobody wants to play them because graphics are just
holograms.
Just increasing, man. Like, graphics are just steamrolling, getting better.
You know,
all the time
4K
right now
will become normal.
Yeah,
and that actually is something that's going to be really fun to look forward to. I cannot think properly today. Maybe it's the vodka. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about, man? There's like no side effects to alcohol. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not at all.
That's what I. That's what
makes
I thought.
You great.
Makes you. Awesome.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that high pitch in my ears.
Oh, you're welcome, baby.
That felt great. Like it.
Hey, like it. We were talking about MOBAs. What about maybe we'll switch to Heroes of the Storm? Hmm?
For the, nah. The Blizzard one?
No. I don't know. Yeah.
I signed up for the beta.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for it. I mean,
I played like no Blizzard games, and I look forward to it.
It looks interesting. It's got World of Warcraft characters, it's got all StarCraft the characters,
Diablo,
Diablo Dilabo. Characters.
Just say that again.
Dilabo?
Diablo. What is it that Lance? You should say what's that vodka that you really like or the
no
coconut something?
It was rum, coconut rum.
What yeah, was that? What was that, called? Lance?
I think it
what
starts with an M. Yeah, I think we'll just leave it at that.
Okay,
it's really popular.
I think it's an island. What was that? I can't.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Treasure Trove.
No, that's not it.
It's okay. I'm gonna try it. It's Malibu.
Hey, look, he got it. First try. Malibu. There you go.
I've actually been practicing at night, like before I go to sleep. I've been practicing trying to say it properly. Yeah.
I can. I do see you doing that just so that this doesn't happen again.
The white bottle. That one right there.
The one with the clear liquid in it.
Yeah.
The bottle with the liquid?
I'm sure she thought you were already hammered. You're like,
the white bottle?
It was pretty embarrassing. But anyway, back on the topic of video games, League of Legends in particular, they've been getting basically hacked constantly. Somebody's knocking on someone's door, by the way. And let's see.
It's not me.
The hacker group Derp.
Correct. Derp.
It's a great name for a hacker group. Derp.
Yeah, it pretty is. But...
Hey, how'd you go to jail? Oh, I DDoSed a game. Yeah, now I'm in jail for 20 years. Oh, man. It's pretty derp.
DDoSed a game. How about several games, man?
Yeah, they did.
And several companies.
Let's see. Dota 2, League of Legends, Club Penguin.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would do
that. How could you attack Club Penguin?
I know. It's such a great game.
It's a community.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a community. It's a social community.
Club Penguin is a really, really trashy, horrible, browser-based kids game.
Yeah.
Battle.net, EA. I mean, just they attacked so many people.
And
they got really bored over the holidays. They're like, hey, guys, I don't have any friends. Hey, let's DDoS somebody.
But well, hackers are worse than gamers, dude. Gamers don't have lives, but hackers just have no lives, man. Yep. They're in their basements, and their mom's bringing them down snacks, and they don't got nothing to do for the holidays,
will say this,
so they have to DDoS people.
It's pretty ridiculous it happened how many times it did to Riot.
Oh, my God. Dude, what, like
three times?
Three days in a row.
I don't know if it was ridiculous. 3 days in a row, but...
it was definitely three times.
Yeah, definitely three times.
I know it at least happened 2 days.
Yeah, it happened 2 days in a row.
2 days, three times.
And I really think it had to do with... It was the holidays. They probably didn't have much staff on hand, and nobody was there to fix the problem. So, they just kind of took advantage of that.
And
which sucks, because they attacked... They attacked not only Guild Wars, but...
they didn't attack Guild Wars.
They attacked Guild Wars, bro. They attacked Guild Wars.
ArenaNet?
Yeah, they attacked Guild Wars too.
What?
And you think about
play is that game? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, come on, man. Guild Wars 2 is great. Anyways.
It is.
What? The guy up at noon, man, his girlfriend loves Guild Wars.
Yeah.
But anyways, like you think about, they were like, "Oh, you know, the models and the greedy companies and blah, blah, blah," was their excuse. And you think about like Guild Wars 2 and League of Legends, which are free to play games, and the cash shop they have.
To be fair, League of Legends is a free to play game, but they've probably pulled in more money than most games.
But think about their cash shop. Think about League of Legends and Guild Wars 2 cash shop. They offer no items that give you any advantage in the game whatsoever. Everything in Guild Wars 2 and League of Legends is cosmetic or just fun stuff. Like Guild Wars 2, you can get like armor skins and stuff like that.
but you can't buy weapons, you can't buy armor, you can't buy, you know, it's just stuff that helps you, like, level, you know, like XP runes and crap like that. Yeah. But it's nothing that, like, gives you an unfair advantage over players. Both League of Legends and Guild Wars 2 are like that. And so if you complain about, you
know, the company, and they end up hurting the community more than anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We can play. So instead of ticking the company off, they ticked off everyone.
Which you don't exactly want to tick off gamers.
Nope.
Because most gamers, sad to say, are...
What are we going to do?
Exactly. And they're teenage kids who don't have anything
else
to
do. It happened during the holidays. It was probably like somebody's mom, like, stopped playing that game. So they, like, hacked everybody's servers so they couldn't play a game. If I can't play, you can't play.
Well, you guys know the reason why he targeted Phantom Lord, which is an extremely popular streamer. And if I remember correctly, it was that he told Phantom Lord while he was playing League of Legends that if he does not win this game, that
I think
it
was
he'll pay
Dota.
For it. Are you sure? Because Dota. I thought he went to Dota afterwards.
I think he
was
couldn't,
like,
play League, went to Dota, and they were like, hey, if you lose this game of Dota,
that's what it was.
We're going to shut everything down.
Yeah, and sad to say, he lost the game.
Yeah.
And then not only that, he got the police called on him. Police showed up at his door, Phantom Lord, correct?
Yeah, he has a YouTube video explaining the whole situation. It's pretty scary.
I wonder if we can post that YouTube video. We gotta post that YouTube video to the chat channel.
He explains the whole situation. It's scary.
But so, did any of you guys find out? Did he attack Phantom Lord again, or not attack, but abuse him again? The second or third day? Like, is that why League got hacked again?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything news-wise why that happened. They got DDoSed again. That's all I heard. So
yeah, and the last time it got DDoSed, I was in the middle of a ranked match. I was a little upset. Yeah. But I still ended up winning, so it's all good. It's okay.
Loss prevented.
So, while we're talking about League
of
Legends,
hey, you guys
want to
hear some League of Legends puns?
No.
Since we're on the topic?
No.
Sure.
Come on. but I could tell you a zillion of them.
Oh, my God. That was so lame.
Oh, come on. It was great.
Go get a job.
All right. Is your name Ash? Because you stunned me from afar.
Oh. Oh. Right through the heart, baby.
I can't think of anything. Probably because I'm not a loser. No, I'm kidding. It's all right.
You ever dated a gamer? I think you'll like it. I guarantee it.
Dude, you saw that video, didn't you?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You should try that.
I thought you sent it to me.
Is your name Leona? Because you're absolutely stunning.
Oh, my God.
What's funny is I think, like, most of the girls that he talked to, he ended up getting their numbers.
Yeah. No,
probably because they're oblivious to what he is saying.
I don't know anything, but
we'll post that video in the chat, guys. It's pretty awesome if you haven't seen it.
That's
great.
Old video,
League of Legends Pickle Blinds. It's great.
It's a good video. Now you made me lose my track of
that's hard to do.
My train. There we go. My train of thought. I was going to talk about League.
Oh my God.
Hey, well, you know, League's great and all, but what about Steam? You were talking about Linux earlier today, Ian, and you were talking about
the Steam boxes.
Yeah, well, Steam boxes that are coming out.
Yeah, CES is going on right now as of this recording.
And what does CES mean?
I don't know. Computer electronics. I don't know, man.
Center? Or, you know, that would be
I don't know what CES stands for. Don't ask me those things, dude. Anyway.
It's just CES, bro. It's just, you know, that's what the cool people call it.
All right. Talk. I'm going to look it up.
Steam machines were announced. I mean, like, tons of vendors.
Consumer Electronics Show.
Is that what it means?
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm looking it up.
You
make
it
talking.
Up.
I'm looking it up.
I Google it, bro. Google knows everything, bro.
Google it, man. Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
Because you all know the internet is true. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, you address everything on the internet.
Yeah, continue.
A ton of vendors. I think main gear, Abbey Power, I think Gigabyte makes one. A lot of people are making Steam machines, which I find funny. There are a lot of games supported by Linux because you have to, you know, Steam OS is a Linux-based operating system. So if you play games on there, they have to be Linux supported, which there isn't a lot, but there is a lot compared to what there used to be years ago. I mean, there used to be nothing.
That's true.
Zero.
You wouldn't even consider Linux.
Steam for Linux games, games supported for Linux on Steam, 450 games.
Wow. That's
264 single-player games, 74 multiplayer games, 43 cross-platform games, and 36 co-op.
Is there any big names that you recognize on that list?
Metro Last Light, Dota 2, Left 4 Dead 2,
Rust.
Yeah, Rust.
Rust is on there.
That later.
Left 4 Dead 2, I think you just saw that. Counter-Strike Source.
Nobody buys anymore. No.
Anyway. I don't know if Counter-Strike, the new one's on there. I don't think it is.
Oh, real quick. That was one of the games we played, too, was Counter-Strike. I forgot about that.
We're awful. We haven't named
probably the worst Counter-Strike players ever.
Oh, I'm better than you. So I don't know
Wow. Thanks.
All right, continue, Josh. God.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm looking at the games on Steam. I don't see any huge. Dead Sky, that's pretty fun. That's an indie game. A lot of indie games are for Linux right now. Crusader Kings 2 is on.
The fact that so many vendors are making a Steam box, I guarantee you we're going to see a skyrocket in how many Linux-supported games there are. I mean, it's just going to go crazy.
Oh, there we go. That's a big title. Metro Last Light.
Yeah,
Linux.
Yeah, I think you said that.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Metro is a good game.
Hey guys,
what?
Forced is supported by Linux.
Oh my God,
Forced.
Such a horrible name game.
Did you say that with a deeper voice, Josh?
Forced. Forced.
I was forced to play it. I didn't know what to do.
Okay.
Just say no.
So basically that seems pretty promising. If I remember correctly, I've never actually used Linux. Have any of you guys?
No, never used
I think
it.
The most common thing that people use for Linux or like operating system wise would be like Ubuntu or I don't know how to pronounce it, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's free. It's a free operating system. It's not that hard to use,
and it's,
but like I said,
from what I hear, it's pretty
wise,
awesome.
It's not like
ideal,
you know. Yeah,
it's like you probably would game. You'd probably game on a Mac before you game on that.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, I never buy a Mac. I buy a Linux thing over a Mac, just so I don't own a Mac thing.
Well, with these Steam boxes, it might be quite the viable option now.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of overkill. A lot of these Steam boxes are like, oh, hey, we can put two Titans. You know, those are $1,000 graphics cards. Why in the world would you want that for a Steam box? It doesn't support any games that would benefit from that.
Well, there's
it doesn't make any sense to me.
How about the Alienware Steam box? I haven't really seen too much about that. It's
pretty.
I mean,
that's
pretty. How would you rate the hardware? I guess compared to some of the other Steam boxes for Alienware.
Every vendor is going to have a, you know, you're going to be customized what you want. It's not going to be like we can only do an Intel processor and a NVIDIA graphics card. There are going to be a lot of options people can go in there and tweak. And they can get a reasonable system for a small amount of money, but I just think a lot of the vendors are just showing off by putting too much into the system.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Like, how much do you think a Steam box will run for? I think they came out with a price, but I can't remember what it was.
I would say between $400 to $500 for a decent one. It's still a PC. That's what it is. It's a PC.
And see, Alienware is saying that they're going to do competitively pricing between $450 and $600.
Whoa!
$450 and $600. That's cheap for Alienware.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so, of course, at that price, you have to kind of question how much power that box is going to have.
Alienware.
Like I said, you can customize it, so what you what you put in it depends on what it's going to cost.
Right.
So that seems pretty... I mean, I think I would end up looking at the Alienware Steam Box probably personally before anything else.
Yeah. I think it's good because Valve, the Steam OS is free, and if this catches on, I mean, if you want to build a gaming PC, hey, you don't have to spend $100 for Windows. So,
yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
And you can't play this on your TV. I mean, it does like Steam's big picture mode, and you know, it's very easy to do. A lot of the games already have controller support, some don't. So
hey, check this out. At the CES, apparently, Gabe Newell, Ian, you may have seen this, gave a response to Xbox One's statement of, hey, we've sold 3 million units. You saw that?
Yep.
Yeah, he's like...
That's pretty ballsy right there.
That's great. That needs to be a meme, you know? Oh, that's cute. That's cute. We've sold 65 million.
It's only
sold
65 million.
Yeah, that's insane. But... Now, but
I would like to know how many of those are Steam OS.
But you have
how many of those
too.
Are Linux?
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't actually say.
Yeah, there's no way that's Linux user. No way. it is impressive that that many people are on Steam, but you know, don't brag about.
Yeah, his exact.
How many people on Steam?
His exact quote is, "It would take them a while to catch up. We're at 65 million Steam user accounts." That's what he's saying. Steam user accounts. So
yeah, I mean, if you own a PC,
you're pretty much have Steam.
Most likely own Steam.
Exactly. I mean, and how long has Steam been around?
Years. Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah.
So that is a pretty ballsy thing to say.
Yeah.
It seems it's been around for a long,
Dick.
Long time.
No, I'm kidding.
Who cares? Steam's awesome, man.
How much
better? Of course, Steam used to suck. No.
Yeah, it did.
Steam
remember how annoying?
To
oh, you're not
suck.
Connected to internet. Oh, you can't play your game. Are you kidding me? I can't play my game? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now, though, Steam's pretty great.
Here's an interesting
we
comment.
Only say that because of
all
the Steam
the
sales.
Steam sales.
It's true. It's very true. But hey, here's an interesting comment on that article. It says, yes, selling 3 million $500 Xboxes is totally the same thing as 65 million free client downloads.
Yeah. I think that's, to be honest, I think that's very impressive of Microsoft. I didn't think they would do well, mainly because
especially
of the price,
there's no
the performance of
too.
The machine, and there's no IPs out
right.
good right now.
No good ones yet. Not until 2014.
So, I think it's pretty impressive that they did well.
Which, is there anything out there that you guys are looking forward to, like for 2014, like game-wise?
You mean like for the new consoles?
For the new consoles and just for, you know, gaming in general, PC gaming.
PC gaming. When DayZ Standalone isn't broken, maybe?
Oh, come on. DayZ Standalone isn't broken.
See, I didn't say okay.
You did say broken.
Finished. Done. Messed up.
Let's talk about DayZ for a minute, okay? Because we... I mean, how many copies has it sold since, beginning of December? Or three weeks ago? How many? Anyone know?
No, it was in November. I think it started in November, actually.
800,000.
Yeah.
800,000.
In under a month.
For an alpha.
If you
participated... not alpha. It's early release alpha.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not...
With quotation marks.
If you participated in the Steam sale, it was... always the top selling game, and it wasn't on sale. That's pretty good. I mean, that's amazing, actually.
That is amazing. Now, just here's to hoping that Rocket doesn't take his money and run.
No.
No way.
Yeah.
I complain about, you know, them taking... They're too slow. They don't do this. They don't do that. But at least he loves the community and he communicates.
Yeah, and you got to give him that. You really do.
Yeah, I mean, if you say, oh, hey, I want green colored jackets, he's going to put it in the game. You know? If enough people say, he's like, okay, yeah, I'll do that.
He's definitely good at listening to the community. His dev blogs kind of suck. I don't know who does his dev blogs.
He does.
Because they're always... You watch like 3 hours of him trying to figure out dev blog, you know?
Right.
But figure out how to work it.
Nah, it's kind of funny. I think, Ian, you said it before or one time that it always seems like through the dev blogs that he has maybe...
8 people on this team.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a bunch of guys in a room, and they're like, okay, guys, let's work on DayZ. Like, I don't see, like, 25 or even 100 people. I mean, some IPs have huge teams.
And they're not
and
even
I'm hoping
remotely
with all these
good.
Sales, they'll hire someone, or I don't know.
Yeah, you can
stop working on Arma 3 and work on DayZ.
You think of 800,000 cells, right?
Yeah.
At $30, dude. $30 for an early access
that's
alpha.
Like, that's like $7 million or something weird like that. I don't know.
That's crazy.
You know, you can't compare it to games like Call of Duty that sell like millions in one day. But for the fact that they thought they would make, you know, 50,000 sales in a month, you know, they didn't expect this to happen. And it blew up.
And Rocket even came out and said, do not buy this game unless you are a hardcore like DayZ fan, basically. Like, it's still lots of bugs.
They made $24 million on those 800,000 copies sold. Now, of course, part of it goes to Steam. Because, you know, Steam is hosting, like, the stuff and everything like that. But $24 million. So that should definitely boost his ability to... which, you know, think about it. The day after DayZ came out... You're watching DayZ. It's all that pop-up. The day after DayZ Standalone was launched, they put in a huge patch that fixed like a bunch of problems.
Yeah, it was a day after.
And they've consistently put out patches since launch. So they're doing a really good job of the game. There are obviously issues since it's alpha, like somebody pushing me through a wall off of a, you know, and falling to my death.
I don't know who could have done that.
Yeah. I don't know who.
Lose some weight.
Yeah, man. Push me out of the stairwell through the wall. Jeez.
And if there are any go ahead.
I was just going to say, you wanted that med pack really bad.
Yeah. If there are any people that want to know what it is, you can go on YouTube, watch it, or just download the mod. You know, the mod is free. You do have to buy Arma 2 combined.
But you do get another game. It's like getting 2 games for the price of 1.
Yeah. I mean, it is a really fun game. There isn't a lot to it, but it's amazing.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, here's a quick summary. It's Zombie Survival Simulator. That's all. Don't trust anybody. When I say simulator, it's a straight-up simulator.
Oh, you're hungry? You need to eat. Don't drink that water. No, it's dirty. You know, wash your hands.
Wash your hands, you dirty boy.
Here's a few reviews on the Steam page that I thought was hilarious. Now, these are all 10 out of 10 reviews, okay?
Wow.
Keep that in mind. The first one here is, you either die a hiker or you live long enough to see yourself become a serial killer murdering hikers for beans.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then another one, a group of males handcuffed me and took my pants off. I give it a 10 out of 10.
I would give it a 10 out of 10, too. That's pretty hot.
I drank disinfectant and died. 10 out of 10.
Ooh. I was supposed to clean my insides and I just died.
Here's another one. A forced-fed... a man to eat rotten banana, and he died. 10 out of 10. And then the last one here, getting shot for beans, the video game.
Yeah, it's more like, oh, hey, can you come here? Oh, I can't finish my sentence because I'm dead.
I'm dead. Now, Lance, did you handcuff somebody and force feed them rotten fruit?
No, I force fed them rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol?
Yeah.
So you force made them drink bad vodka.
Basically, yeah. And
it's terrible.
I made them down the whole thing.
Hey, guys.
And it was funny because Sayla was actually with me, and I actually made her handcuff the guy.
Oh, no. You made participants in your crime.
Yeah, it was, and she couldn't believe that we left him there in the church.
That poor guy probably died a horrible death.
Oh, yeah, he got sick and died, I'm sure.
So, guys, come play with us on DayZ. We're totally not bandits.
Yeah.
We're lovely people that won't shoot you on sight.
No, speaking of which,
I would say we are pretty friendly.
Compared
to
most.
Extent.
Yeah, DayZ players. Oh, yeah.
But speaking of which, I would love to play with anybody that wants to play DayZ. We're always looking for more people to play with. I've got a guy that's been alive since that last server restart, which killed everybody.
Yeah. Hey, I had a guy that was alive a long time too before I got pushed off the hospital roof.
No, you got shot by a Mosin before that.
Oh yeah, we did. We both got shot in the head, remember?
Yeah.
It was great. We died together.
Yeah, don't try to put that on me.
My corpse was on top of yours.
I was sexual position. Died of bleeding. I didn't die from the gunshot,
so I was awake during that. Oh man.
Yeah. While I was on top of you.
Wow. Ooh. That's just like a dark turn. So anyway,
Steam name, Negative Apex. Hit us up. We'll play DayZ with you.
You know,
most likely. Hopefully we won't push you off a hospital roof.
We have to mention Rust.
Well, yeah. real quick. Do you guys want to make a Steam group or something on Steam for the show?
I don't care.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
all right. Cool. We're going to make a Steam group, guys, and we're probably just going to call it more like Radio Rage Quit or MLR Rage Quit.
Look us up.
Well, I don't know. We'll figure something out. But Rust. Yeah.
Beware of Lance. He'll push you off hospital rooms.
Rust.
So Rust is basically...
Penises!
Penises.
If you want to see male nudity, we've got the game for you.
Now, we haven't actually played Rust.
No,
yet.
We haven't, no.
But I think what it is you start out from the beginning. It's a survival game, very similar to DayZ.
They took zombies out. There used to be zombies, now there's not.
Okay, but it's like a crafting survival game, right?
Yeah,
it's like Minecraft 100% PvP, and DayZ to an extent, if you want to go that way.
Right. Yeah. Right. But the weird thing is when you start out, you're basically a naked dude.
Naked.
With penis hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when
don't forget
you,
the penis.
You know, people steal your stuff, they're naked. You got a bunch of naked dudes robbing you. That is not a game I want to play.
See.
Bunch of nope.
Rust has like, as far as there's no PvE, it's all PvP, but they have a way better crafting system than DayZ doesn't have any buildings, so like crafting buildings or
not
anything
yet.
But in Rust you can build, you can make fires, you can and it's 100% PvP. You run around, you get stuff, you build houses, you try to survive, and eventually you get shot.
No.
Which is awesome.
It's funny because
survival.
I was thinking about getting Rust. Is it in alpha stages right now?
Yeah,
early access.
It's one of those games. Yeah. It's like, hey, if you participate,
it's an alpha.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, right. There was another game on there, and it's called 7 Days to Die. Have you guys heard of that?
I don't know much about it.
It's basically the same thing, but it's more of an emphasis on crafting and building. I don't know if there's any
zombies.
Yes, there are zombies.
There are zombies. Yeah, there's
a ton.
Apparently a ton of zombies, yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that's...
The graphics look really similar to Rust.
The graphics look kind of bad.
Yeah, they do. They look really bad.
Well, I mean, if you think about if it's a game about crafting and stuff, and I don't know if you can craft buildings or not.
Guys,
it kind of looks
best
like
the graphics we've seen in years. Stop bashing.
Minecraft is a super popular game. It's not always about graphics.
No, it's not.
Sometimes it's
actually
about gameplay.
Actually, it kind of reminds me of State of Decay.
Huh.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
The graphics, I mean.
That's a good game, too.
It is an amazing game. I play that game constantly.
I would totally play a crappy game, like crappy graphics, if the game is super great. You know?
We could call the year of 2013 zombie games, because that's all that's come out.
No. We're going to do an episode at some point, or we're going to stream or something that is going to be only zombies. And we're going to talk about zombies or something. It's going to be great.
Talking about graphics, though, and you asked me... You asked me, well, you asked what game we were looking forward to, and I've got to talk about it.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Tom Clancy's The Division.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going for
that. Waiting for that game, dude? It looks amazing.
Oh, and did you hear the latest news? It will be available for PC.
Yeah,
oh,
they actually put out a petition for that.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's good. It's dude, that game's gonna be awesome.
And thank God they
listened
to it.
That's all I gotta say about it.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great. I honestly, like, when we were talking about it before, like back in E3 2013, like I thought it looked really cool, but I was not at all interested in it, only because I didn't want to go buy a console to play that game.
Yeah. But no, we just need Destiny to do the same thing, and we'll be happy.
Oh,
I think they will. I think Destiny will come to PC at some point. It's Microsoft.
Really? How long did we wait for, you know, Halo to come on PC? Then it came on PC. Halo 2 came out, and then that was it.
Halo 2 was on PC. No,
how many years
was
did
Halo
that
2
take?
On PC?
Yeah.
Halo 1 was on PC. I don't remember Halo 2.
Both of them were on Halo on PC.
Years.
So none of the other ones came to PC.
Nope.
Yeah,
it took a long time.
Yeah, no, it'll. I think it will. I mean, in this day of it, in this day and age of gaming, PC is right up there, if not past console gaming.
Yeah, you can't make the excuse now like you used to. Like, well, you know, consoles are different architecture. The Xbox One and the PS4 are so similar to, you know, PCs. It's ridiculous.
It's so similar to the PC I built like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make that excuse anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, The Division does look really cool. It is a four-player game, correct? I think.
The Division? It's more than four-player, man. It's multiplayer.
Is it open world?
It's going to be... Yeah,
I think it's
going to
have, like, MMO instances.
It's either open world or it's, like, large instances.
Okay.
Because at the end, you saw the group of, like, three people, and then the fourth one came in on, like, a iPad or something. But
the one controlling
the
drone.
They got attacked. Yeah, they got attacked by... another group of survivors.
Yeah, that was at the end of the demo. They were trying to, like, leave the area.
Yeah, they're like,
when they did it, like,
another
started a PvP
them.
Area when they did that.
Really?
Yeah. So
I don't know how that's
gonna work, but it's gonna be great because it's gonna be PvP. It's gonna be PvE. The game looks amazing. The controls look amazing. It's a Tom Clancy game. You can hide behind stuff. The environments just look really good to me, and I can't wait for it. I really am excited about
it. It better
be
good, because when's the last time we played Rainbow Six?
Yeah, that's a good while ago.
Channel negative Apex. How long?
Josh, you realize when you put that in there that is coming through.
Wow.
If you guys want to send me a message, like a private message, just send it to me on Steam or something.
Okay.
But yeah.
These but listeners just these, very guys, seriously. Guys, these listeners suck, man.
Yeah.
Mm. They suck.
But no, we actually to answer your question, we have about 10 minutes left. But anyway, man, now I lost my train of thought.
There you go.
No, here we go. Watch Dogs. Watch
Dogs.
It was
delayed. That sucks.
Yeah, I really, really was really looking forward to that game, and I was going to buy a PlayStation just for that, PlayStation 3.
I think it's coming on PC, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's also coming to Xbox, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's a multi-platform game. I think it's coming on the 360 and the PS3. Don't quote me on that.
I think you're right, and Watch Dogs is a game I'm really looking forward to, and I know a lot of people are.
It's like Assassin's Creed, but hacking.
City.
Yeah.
In a modern
day
city.
You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember when the demo of Splinter Cell Conviction first came out? It showed Sam Fisher in an urban environment dodging through crowds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they turned that into this.
Well,
it's
Ubisoft.
Crazy.
Which, by the way, we still haven't played Blacklist.
Nope.
Dude, oh, we gotta get on that soon at some point.
Yeah. It looks like Watch Dogs is coming to Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and possibly the Wii U.
Oh God. I mean,
so
nothing
to the
against
Wii U.
Wii U people. I would buy a Wii U if it was cheap enough. You know? Yeah.
I think the Wii U.
They just don't have a ton of games.
I think the Wii U is good, but not for that game.
Yeah.
What was that zombie game that came out that was like its launch title for the Wii U? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Was it Zombie U or something?
Maybe. Yeah, Zombie
U. It was something
U or
stupid.
Something like that.
No, it actually looked pretty cool.
I think every time you died, you were a different person when you came back.
Yeah,
I want to say
which
that.
Is basically what State of Decay does.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Ian, I'm down to about a quarter of my community. I have like 3 people left.
Remind me when there's a zombie apocalypse not to room with you.
I'm playing
I'll
it
just,
on like
you know,
the hardest
go somewhere
difficulty,
else.
So uh-huh. It's kind of... Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. So what else we got going on? Anything else going on this week? I'm going to go pull up IGN real quick.
The only thing... IGN had a release on... they had an article about a new headset coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a gaming headset. It's a Bluetooth headset for, like, mobile devices. But I started thinking about it and, like, what headsets would you guys recommend for PC gaming?
Oh.
Because I've had huge problems with headsets, like, all the time. Like, the cords, like... the wires getting screwed up because of cords hanging and
there's
crap like that.
So many that we can't just say, oh, you should get this.
Well,
it's really up to preference. It really is. I mean, you have Astro, you have Corsair now, you have Steel Series. There's somebody else. I'm
well, like specific headsets that you've had experience with, because I got tired of the wires getting shredded around like the box that was in the middle of the wire that controlled your volumes and stuff. Like the wires would always get screwed up. And I got a PX3 Turtle Beach wireless headset. And I've had a best headset I've ever had.
Right.
I have no problem. You know, I broke in the plastic on it, but I just taped it. But as far as like the headset and the wiring, it still works, and I've had it a while, and it's worked great for me. It holds a pretty good charge, so I don't always have to have it plugged in. But the charging cord is like really long.
My wired Turtle Beach headset. I really hate it. It's like the worst headset I ever bought. But
after going wireless, I don't think I could ever go back to wired. You guys always hear me like I'm like walking around the house. I'm like taking a dump and talking
to you
guys.
You're not walking around
crap.
The house. Don't tell anybody that. It's like, hey, what are you doing?
I'm usually taking a dump and talking to you guys.
Yeah,
I have a wireless.
That's horrible. Stop doing that.
Thanks for letting us know. That's something we really need to know. I'm using
awful.
The Sony DRGA500, which is that one that you guys said looked like something from Tron.
Yep, pretty much looks like that.
The only reason why I like it so much is because it's 7.1 surround sound, and it's great for playing games like DayZ when you need to hear if somebody's creeping up behind you. It costs about $70, I believe, and it's pretty comfortable. I've never had that feeling of like your ears hurting. from, you know, wearing a headset for like 2 or 3 hours. But excuse me, it's I really like it a lot. And the funny thing is they sent me two, so when this one breaks, I'll have another one.
Nice.
But I had Turtle Beach. I had a Turtle Beach headset for a while, and that broke after like 6 months. And I was pretty upset, actually, because it was a really nice headset that cost me like $160. But yeah, I mean, headsets, I wouldn't ever suggest anything wireless for gaming because they're always going to go out like at the worst times.
And
you know,
usually when you go wireless, you do sacrifice microphone performance. That's always
that's one thing you guys have said about mine, is the microphone is kind of bad on it.
Which is kind of funny, though, because Ian, on his regular gaming mic, sounds a lot better. I mean, sounds a lot worse.
I do have a cheap headset, though.
That's true.
I do have a cheap headset. So
yeah, that's true. I guess that's true.
If you buy, like, a... Astro A40 won't have that problem.
Gotcha.
Very nice and clean mic.
Well, we're coming up close to the end of the show. I just wanted to go ahead and tell everybody like our information from where you can reach us. We got a few different places. One, we have a Twitter, which is just/ I think it's MLR Rage Quit Radio. Actually, let me go check.
You don't know what your Facebook is.
No, I made a Twitter account, but I just don't remember what it's called.
But I don't know what it is. No.
Well, our Facebook is Rage Quit Radio. So
okay,
and
so
the Twitter is MLR Rage Quit.
Right.
MLR Rage Quit.
MLR Rage Quit. Guess what? Because more like radio. And then our Twitch account is /. Rage Quit Radio, I believe.
Yeah, / Rage Quit Radio.
Just
so Facebook, MLR,
you sound so
Rage
confident.
Quit,
I know.
And Twitch.
I couldn't remember what they were. But
so,
Mister, I lost my train of thought.
In particular about Twitch, though, we're going to be streaming pretty frequently through that channel or through our own personal channels. I don't know which one we're going to do yet. But
and if you want to learn how not to play League of Legends, watch our channel.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. No, we'll be pretty entertaining.
It'll teach you how not to jungle.
Exactly. If you want to know how to gank, don't watch this channel.
Hey, guys. Just to end it on a high note, right? Got to be kidding me. These jokes are tibbersable. Gosh. Half
horrible.
Of them are irrelevant.
No, I'm not laughing.
Wow.
Come on. That was pretty
good. Nope.
You're right.
You're so bad.
You're right. These lol jokes are driving me crazy.
I'm sorry that one made me laugh.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad. But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Again, my name is Lance and Ian and Josh. And I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. Keep coming back to listen to us. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. here on More Like Radio. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And follow us on Twitch. And again, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. And I guess the next show coming up after this is going to be Hippo Juice. So hope you guys enjoy that. All right. Have a good night, everybody.